This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
You there?
Hello, check right. 1, 2.
Mino Mike.
Mino good Mike. Morning. That's for the consultant.
All right. There you go. How's that? How's that?
How do you like me now? Bleep. 97.9 FM WGBW 606:53 in the morning.
John, what? We should just tell, you know, leave our listeners in the dark. So we...
I don't care. I'm drinking the juice of life.
What listen, you got folks, there? What
okay,
is that?
This is my new shake.
Yeah.
Okay. Almond milk. All right.
Yep.
That's good.
Avocados.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Almonds, actually ground up almonds.
Yep.
And raspberries, frozen raspberries.
Good stuff.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
So no more chia seeds or anything like that?
Well, I forgot to put those in. I'll put those in my next thing.
So it's 6:07. It's the rest of the day. Like, or the, what do you do the rest of the day?
Just drinking this all day long.
Yeah, okay.
I got a big vat. Huge vat.
Anyway.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah.
Today is, first of all, it's 24 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. But it feels colder, doesn't it? Todd, doesn't it feel cold?
I don't think it feels that cold.
I think
morning.
It feels that cold.
I really don't.
I love it.
Maybe I shouldn't just always wear just a golf pullover. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels, there's really no wind out there. So no, it feels no like wind. 24. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Kazoo Day is today. Could never play one of those. Today is Rattlesnake Roundup Day. That is something I've always wanted to do down in Stillwater, Oklahoma, I believe. There's one place in Texas and one in Oklahoma where they do that. You know how they get them out? They like squirt gasoline in their caves. And the rattlesnakes can't stand the fumes, and they come out and they grab them.
That doesn't sound like a good idea, because aren't they mad?
Well, yeah, but you got those, you know, the exact same things we used when we picked up the trash, the cigarette butts.
Oh, yeah, those little.
That's exactly what they use, like a bigger, heavy, more industrial.
What if you miss? What if you get them in the middle? That's not good. You got to get them.
You
right
know what
by
my attitude
head.
Is always when somebody says, yeah. What if? You know what my attitude is? What if they don't? What if it doesn't happen? What if, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what if we get caught? What if we don't?
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Today's also Daisy Day. Vince Lombardi named head coach of the Green Bay Packers on this day in 1959. I still got some pictures from that. They're like original pictures that people took. Looked like a pretty cold day that day, too. And he did not look real happy, and neither did his wife.
Really?
His wife did not want to come here.
Huh?
She did not want to come here, and she came here right in the middle of January or the end of January. It was really cold and a lot of snow, and she did not want to come to Green Bay. Yeah. Elijah Wood is 44. Sarah McLachlan. I used to like her. Whatever happened to Sarah McLachlan?
I don't know. She does all those ASPCA or whatever, right?
She was part of that whole Lollapalooza thing at one time, remember?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Barbie Benton, 75. I met Barbie Benton. One of the most beautiful women I've ever met in my lifetime.
Really? Do you remember her, Jim?
No.
She started out as a hee-haw girl and then married Hugh Hefner.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, one of his
interviewed her at a celebrity pro-am ski event in Sun Valley, Idaho. Very nice. Very, very nice.
That's cool.
Wow,
Alan Alda is 89?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, he's got some issues, right? Cognitive? Doesn't he? Yes, no?
I don't know.
Doesn't he have Parkinson's or
oh, maybe
something?
That's
oh, he does?
That's
oh, I didn't know
is.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. I got a text. I can't believe Google Maps is going to rename Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Unreal. Is that true?
I guess so.
Oh, wow.
You know, Google, U.S. company. Yeah. Mm. He was at the swearing in.
Okay. Text, good old boy club. Bisaccia gets a 2-year extension as special teams coach. Yeah, that one surprised me a little bit.
Really? I thought he did All right. No.
I thought he did a good job with the kicking situation. I mean, that kicker turned out to be great. You know, a lot of times those new kickers come in and they just get to be head cases right away. But I thought he did a really great job with them. Yeah. Punter was good. Punter was good. Yeah, I mean, nothing major, but yeah. Big show today. We got Greg Thompson, American English Show. That, of course, is the Beatles Show coming up at Waverly Beach for the Mac Fund. We got Kerry Josephson for the Walk to Elds and Alzheimer's. We'll find out how we did on our pouring thing over
bartending.
Zambaldi's. Celebrity bartending.
I just want to talk about that. That was fun doing that celebrity bartending. And last night at school, I was telling the kids about, you know, business and profits, and you got to get so many points to get an A, to get a B, to get a C, but you can get extra credit in this class. And one of them, because it's a business class, is we learn about profit, but then we learn about philanthropy. I'm like, I want you to go and volunteer. And I mentioned this Alzheimer's, to call them and go walk with the people. Or I told them how we bartended at in Alloway, serve a meal to new community shelter, because these students got to learn that's part of business, is supporting these nonprofits. So anyway, that when you said that, we had absolutely the walk to Alzheimer's, I want everybody to do something. Yep. And
I'm with you.
Yeah,
got another text here. Bob Dylan Widener, April 6th. My wife says his singing is like nails on a chalkboard. She probably won't go, but I'm gonna try to go. I love Bob Dylan. I mean, okay, let me tell you something. I missed out on the Eagles because I was too cheap.
Yeah.
Missed out on Elton John in Green Bay.
That was good.
Missed out on Billy Joel in Green Bay.
Great.
Missed out on Paul McCartney in Green Bay.
That's what I...
Missed out on Rod Stewart. That was good. I missed out on most of the bigs.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, I'm not sure how long he's going to perform. I'm going to see Bob Dylan.
Did he just sell all his stuff?
I don't know. Did he? His movie's out. I haven't seen it. Have you heard much about it, Todd?
Reviews-wise? Not really,
No, me neither. Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun. When's he coming?
April 6th.
Okay.
All right. I hope to go. How much are tickets? Any idea? Anybody know? Please tell me it's not like $400 a ticket,
like,
or something.
Barry Manilow. Remember when I was going to buy him for you? And I'm like, I'm buying him for you. Mm. Oh.
So he did sell his original songs to Universal Music back in 2021 for $300 million.
Wow.
So they can stream it, get the money. But, I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, you're set, right?
Oh, my God. Geez, your kids are
right.
Set.
I mean, that wow. is, that's like we talked about generational wealth. That's $300 million.
And here his uncle turned me down for a job. I could have ingratiated myself with that family. I could have gotten it good. He could have said, hey, Bobby, 10%. I got this young kid here working for my store. He goes to a local junior college. He does a nice job. You got anything you need, you know, we can... Oh, man, he could be a roadie for me. Wasn't Dylan. Hey, man, he could be a roadie for me.
There you go.
Hey, man, can you carry some crates and stuff? Not getting it. Not getting the Dylan here.
No.
Hey, maybe he can carry some crates.
Hey. Okay, they go there you go. The seven.
Hey, Uncle Ron. Maybe he could be a roadie for me. No, not doing it. What do you think, folks? Was that a good Dylan yesterday?
Okay.
Hey. Right.
So
hey, you missed a couple things on the top of the...
What did I miss?
Well, let me just back up real quick, because I got some ticket prices for you.
Oh, okay, for Dylan? Okay.
Yeah. According to what I'm looking at right now, these are a resale at $350 a piece.
That's a lot.
Just choked on my avocado seed.
See what else I can do for you here.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's a lot of money.
Well, I'm sure for promoting them, Terry, take care of you.
With the Widener, though.
That's the Widener?
Yeah. You got to get your connections to the Widener.
Well, that's only 2,000 seats. He'll fill that up.
Wow.
I'm sure you will.
Today's also Blueberry Pancake Day. Like a good blueberry pancake.
No?
No.
I like pancakes. So.
Plan a vacation day. You know what my favorite pancakes are? They used to have them at the truck stop up by the highway in De Pere. Banana walnut pancakes. At 2:30 in the morning with a huge thing of butter and some sausages. Oh, and a chocolate milk. Oh, is that good?
Wow.
What do you got here, Todd?
So, 168, 105, and 77. That's not bad.
You can buy a ticket for $77?
Yeah.
At the Widener?
Probably up in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, but
right?
The Widener, they're all pretty good seats.
That's, like I said, it's 2,000. You're right. I mean, that's way up on the top.
I mean, it's still going to sound good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The acoustics in there are unbelievable.
Do they have a balcony in the Widener?
Yeah. I mean,
is there? Okay.
The third floor, right?
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yeah. I like those. Like, I always sit. We have seats on like where those guys from the Muppets sit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love those things.
So do I. Cause it's a little, you're on a little bit of an angle.
I always call that a Lincoln box.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's nobody in front of you.
I love
there's
that.
Nobody's moving their head.
Love that.
And you know,
love
I'm
that.
A little
love
shorter.
That. Love so, that.
So there's a great sight line, and the chairs aren't stationary, so you can kind of turn it a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you can get, you know, two or four, I mean, I think there's eight up there, right? Is there eight, ten? Anyway, I think there's eight. Anyway, those are good seats.
Oh, I'd love one of those. Well, although I would have security at the door.
Because of your I have Lincoln
that.
Thing?
I've got that weird John thing about Wilson. Somebody coming up behind me. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Quick poll here from somebody. Best show missed in the area. Mine was George Carlin in Escanaba. Mine, without question, is the Eagles. You?
I don't know. I missed a lot. Paul McCartney, I didn't go to.
I didn't either.
I just wasn't into it.
I'm not either. No.
I went to the tailgate party, which was right across the street. I mean, everybody was there. And I'm not kidding you. The Don and I were there, and this guy offered me a free ticket.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go. And I said, do you want to go? Because I really don't. She said, no. But I heard it was really good.
Yeah.
But Billy Joel was really, really good. I mean, that was cool. That was
I was at a wedding reception that night.
Oh.
And you could hear him doing his thing. But the Eagles, I really regret missing the Eagles. I'm glad I saw Toby Keith, Shania Twain, Fleetwood Mac, those people at the Resch. You know, the last time I was at the Widener, I mean, I did the, we did the veterans thing in like the foyer, the atrium part there. Of the, but the last time I was at the Widener, I spoke to a group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how long it's been since they've had those plays that used to come through.
Oh yeah. Those
musicals.
We didn't miss many of those.
Oh, I didn't either.
I mean,
I went to River Dance.
Yeah.
I mean, things you'd never think I would ever go to.
We're so fortunate to have that in Green Bay. You know, some people were like, I can't believe this is coming. And
it
that's when they
big
were on the
time entertainment.
It was. It was the best. And then they made some strategic decisions that weren't good. And then, of course, Appleton got into it, and they took the circuit. And, you know, they're not going to play in Green Bay and Appleton. 30 miles apart, they're not going to do that. So we lost out a little bit on that. But when that first came in the seats, I forgot what. You could buy a seat, and then you sit in those seats for every show. And we did that. And we went to a ton of shows. And what a great place to listen to music and to see it.
Unbelievable.
And then we went to those restaurants. What was the restaurant on the water? It was just the Carlton. It was
The Italian. Victoria's.
Well, Victoria's was good, but there was another
Settlement.
One. Settlement. But I don't think it's open anymore. I think it was owned by the Carlton, and it was on the water.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good place.
It used to have a ship wheel out in front, like. Yeah, I know where you mean. It was torn down.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was fun. But anyway, that's gonna be great. Bob Dylan. All right, let's call out there. Let's see what we can do.
All right, let's do it. We got Greg Thompson, American English, talking about the Beatles show coming up at Waverly Beach for the Mac Fund. Kerry Josephson, Alzheimer's, Anne France, Executive Director, Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. Kathy Compton from the Malva Center. Brian Baumler, Heights Pub and Parlor. Full boat, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's a good song for today.
What is it?
Wow.
It's Happy from Pharrell Williams. Big, huge song from him.
I played this at my State of the City.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah, good energy.
Oh, no kidding.
This is awesome, yeah.
I just thought, you know, we need a little happy music today, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Just, we're celebrating the consultant's report.
Jim, you want to throw a party for something. There you go.
There it is, yeah. Get the black balloons.
they're all deflated, though, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Some old potato salad from 2 days ago. A bowl of dip where there's like broken piece of chip in it. Lots of dirty glasses laying around. Napkins on the floor. That's our party.
That's
hey, congratulations. And I'm not saying this lightly, because this is something that I battle on a daily basis. Congratulations on your weight loss.
Oh, nice. Just get started. Yeah, thanks.
I can't believe goals. The picture Todd showed me of October
5th. I'll put it up.
I didn't recognize you.
Don't.
Why?
No, come on. I just, my, remember we talked about if you hit a goal, it changes your whole attitude?
Yeah.
So that's what happened this morning.
It's one of the greatest feelings in the world. You step on that scale, and it's a different number.
It's a different decade. You know what I mean? So I got under the 200, which
that's huge.
I should have been over 200. And I said tonight, I will never ever go back to 200 again. That is the last time. Two days ago was the last time I saw 200 on my scale. Never.
Seems like you made a big move, big drop, or something, in like the last 2 or 3 weeks. Did something change?
Is there any help?
We're gonna look for track marks. Yeah.
No, it was like I went to this guy and he said, "Look, when you eat, start with the proteins because they'll fill you up, and just the carbs and all that stuff. Just eat that last, and if you're not hungry, don't eat it." I throw food out more, and I never, ever, ever threw food out.
All right.
Well, you don't believe me?
Well, now that Todd brought that up, I'm just.
We just want honesty.
You got to come clean with us.
I will. Dr. K is coming in Thursday.
You got to come clean.
I will.
To where?
Lean Local.
Oh, okay.
And so if you're going to talk, but I drop this much, I'll do it.
We're going to talk a little bit about Ozempic, but the reason he's coming on the show, and that, of course, airs on Sunday, is we're going to talk about should Ozempic be free on Medicare like you're on, or Medicaid, whatever you're on. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. It's the over 62.
Right.
Or 65. And then should it be free for the whole country, no matter what age you are? And I think yes. And I wonder what he has to say. I mean, he's the expert on it.
Well, I will say obesity is considered a major, disease.
Yeah. Right.
It's a disease. It's something that kills people.
Right.
So you got something that will definitely, definitely help in fighting obesity. Why not?
Right.
So, again, we'll just ask one more time. Are you using something like Ozempic?
I want to say, John, let me tell you something.
Back it up.
No,
back
let me up. Tell you,
hang
John.
On. Hang on, Jim. We don't want anybody getting hurt here. Come on back. Bring her back. Come on. Let's go. Bring her back. A little bit more. All right. Hold it up right there.
Okay. I'm going to talk about it. I did try something, but I told him it's not working. He goes, okay, well, let's talk about it. So.
Well, obviously, it worked.
Nah, because I didn't take it in a while. That was like a month ago.
Mm. Todd?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I take him for his word.
Ozempic doesn't work on 10% of the people. 10% of the people can take that and put it in, and it just doesn't work. I will say this. he said, look, before we try something else, and my daughter, who's a doctor, said, Dad, you're not one of the 10%. You know, it's your mind. And, of course, Donna says you got to go see a consult, a shrink, because you're not eating because you're hungry. You're eating because you're anxious, whatever. Yep. Anyway, he did up the dose. So that might be helping. But you know, it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like I've been on it for months. I tried it 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. I don't want to give Ozempic I don't want to tell people Ozempic's what worked. I worked out yesterday. I've been eating much less carbs. I mean, come on. It's not just.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to take away your win. Right. I think it's awesome.
I agree with that.
I'm glad you came clean.
I tried it. Let me finish. I don't have a ongoing supply of Ozempic.
Okay.
But it did work.
Did that work or did
it
I work?
It did help.
Maybe it gave you a little kick in the...
Okay, it's a little bit like when guys, back before the whole steroid thing got, illegal and whatever, and there were Packer guys or even some other athletes around town, I won't say what sport or whatever, and I'd be like, man, you've been working out, huh? You know, I've been really pushing a lot. And then I'd talk to somebody else, like, well, he's juicing. I go, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
I'm happy for you.
I am, too.
And then I saw that today is plan a vacation.
Yeah. Now you're going on the beach.
I think we did plan something, but did they tell you that?
Uh-uh. Where are you going?
On your birthday.
St. Patrick's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
Have you been on a cruise?
No, never.
Mixed reviews.
That's what I've got from everybody. Todd?
Never been on. No.
Anybody that's been out on a cruise? Yeah or no?
Right.
Yeah.
Because, boy, you talk to people, it's like, never. Again, and other people are like, it's awesome.
It's exactly what I've gotten from people.
It's not like, so-so. You know, it's like they love it or hate it.
You know, number one thing I've gotten from people that they don't like? At every meal, they have to sit with people they don't know.
Do you have to do that on a cruise ship?
I think so.
No, I wouldn't like that.
That's what I was told. It's like if you went with a group of people, your group wouldn't sit together the whole time? It's like you have to split up and sit with different people every time?
No.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
That's what I've heard.
Huh.
But somebody let me know.
So it goes Fort Lauderdale and then to Jamaica, we've been there, and then the Bahamas, and then Haiti.
Get off the boat?
Yeah, they have like a special like island that's for
tourists, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the good part of Haiti?
I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of good things in Haiti. I don't know if they're going to do that. That seems kind of weird, doesn't it? Here's the problem. So I'm like, Donna, let's do it. We're going to go. So we're all set. And I started reading about it. Second largest water slide on a cruise
on the ship
in the world.
Oh, really?
Okay, that means kids. And you know, I hate kids when I go on vacation.
So I know you do.
I don't know.
Even when you're not on vacation, if they're not yours.
Are you kidding?
If they can't vote, if the parents can't vote.
I don't know.
I got to tell you one thing.
But I do I'm interested in what people have to say.
I got to think about it. Yeah, please let us know, people. I will say, with the Croc Center, that is one of the most gorgeous water parks for a place like
that's
that
awesome.
You've ever seen. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Couple other quick texts. Elton John in Green Bay missed both shows, says Kelly. Come on, Kelly.
Come on.
Best concert I ever missed was a teenager, Johnny Cash, Brown County Arena.
Saw it.
Next one, Jim talked about the Eagle's Nest. Yeah.
Okay, that's the place.
It was also the Mariner, but not, and then it says Riverside. But no, I used to love the Riverside in Algoma. This says, I've been on a couple of cruises. It's pretty nice disconnecting from the world, but I can take it or leave it.
Well, thanks.
Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Wisconsinite is getting a lot of attention in a national race. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State, and now seven governors have endorsed him, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. Four of those governors are voting members themselves, including Laura Kelly of Kansas, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. They've also each urged members in their states to vote for Wickler, which could give him a big boost. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
UW Oshkosh is selling the Campus Center for Equity and Diversity. Well, they're selling the building that used to house that department. The vacant building is on West Irving Avenue and is not part of the university's plans for future development. The building was constructed in 1968 as a Catholic student center, and it was sold to UW Oshkosh Foundation in 2004. In 2006, UWO purchased the building from the foundation. No price is listed for the building, but the university will take proposals through March 10th. A Green Bay area tennis coach will appear in court for a plea deal on March 11th. 41-year-old Joshua Denault was the tennis coach at both Four Seasons Tennis Club in Alloway and Western Racket and Fitness in Ashwaubenon. He faces 16 charges for taking upskirting photos of minors. Details of the plea agreement were not discussed in the status conference Monday in Brown County Circuit Court. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM. WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app and 1590 AM worldwide and 1100 worldwide. Once again, today is Lego Day, which has gotten so big, it's mind-boggling.
They actually have an underground bunker where they keep.
Right.
Yeah, they keep each set that they create. It's kept underground so that it never goes away.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
I mean, everybody had Legos. Everybody's kids had Legos. And again, the worst part is you're stepping on them. They probably led to like a lot of broken hips.
Yes.
My mom bought the cheap version of Legos. So they weren't Legos, but they were kind of like Legos.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't fit anything else. So you couldn't buy Legos and add the Legos to it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the Kmart version.
I was always hoping Lincoln Logs would come out with like a more deluxe set. Because, you know, when you got it, there's only that one cabin you can pretty much build.
Yeah. But that was cool.
That was the most fun game. That was cool. The most fun thing
Lincoln
I've ever had in my lifetime.
Were awesome.
We're Lincoln Logs. Any snow day, any whatever, Lincoln Logs come on. Yeah. But you know what I mean? You could only build the Ponderosa so many times.
That's what it was. Yeah, you couldn't build a city with that. It was just... You're right. It was just the Ponderosa.
That's it. Yep. Blueberry Pancake Day, as we mentioned. I'm a fan. Plan a vacation day. You're planning a vacation.
Well, everyone should at this time, right? I mean, even if it's if you can get away, you know, end of February, March, even if it's to the Dells, just kind of it's good to get out of course, I can't say get out of the snow because we haven't had any snow, but I don't know. Yes, it's nice to get away.
Got some more texts here. No on cruises,
ooh, exclamation
says Terry.
Point.
Exclamation is
ooh,
right. I went on one cruise, not anxious to ever do it again. Too crowded, said Dave.
I will not like that.
I know you wouldn't. Okay, is it true, though, you have to sit with other people at dinner?
I wouldn't like that either.
I think you get, like, assigned seats.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you mingle.
Yes.
I don't want to meet anybody.
I know. And you ever had that? You ever been on vacation someplace like that? And you hook people up with another couple or something.
What?
And you get to be good. Well, no, not that way. You get to be like friends. It's like, oh. I told you when I was in Mexico, we were at Cabo. And me and a good friend of mine, who I'm not going to say his name because he was a police officer in the area and he's retired now. So I'm not even going to say his name. We're walking on the beach and it said, you know, single swingers bash like 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Okay. And we're walking on a beach and he's like, I just walk through. It's like I don't know. Okay.
And you saw your wives in there.
We missed one of the words. Senior.
Oh, no.
And when they say senior, they meant senior.
Wow.
I mean, this was not senor, this was senior. Yes, very much senior. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We did all right, though.
That is a great place to go, Cabo.
Cabo's awesome.
It is, and watch the whales.
Cabo. I mean, just. Did that.
That is, right, pardon
did
me?
That, did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Dom is still mad at me, though. I went on a snorkeling cruise.
Yep.
And I don't know how to snorkel. I don't know how to do any of that kind of stuff. So he had to go in by himself. He was like 5. So he went in with like the lady that was like the tour guide. He was not happy about that. I probably shouldn't have done that.
No. And learning not, snorkel isn't really something you learn. You just put your head in the water and look at the fish.
Well, then we're on a boat that you got to jump in.
Oh, with the fins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to put the fins on.
I've never had, I had no idea how to snorkel. None whatsoever. I still don't. Yeah. I could have laid on like a raft and like looked down. I should have done that.
That you could do too.
Yeah. That'd almost be like snorkeling.
Yeah. The fins are weird though. I mean, they feel 10 times the size they are.
I know.
They're big, but.
I have no idea how to use those. Nothing. got a text here from Sarah. I miss seeing Tom Petty. Kicked myself often for that one. I would have liked to have seen Tom Petty. I mean, some of these people, like if Seeger ever comes around again, I'm going to see Seeger. You know, some of these ones that are just, you never know, then they might just say, that's it, I'm done.
Right.
But the Eagles, I can't believe I did that. Missed the Eagles. So somebody's got to let us know, do you have to eat with other people on cruises? I want to know, because that would be a deal breaker for me.
It'd be close.
And I'm pretty good at conversation with people I don't know, whatever. But still, I wouldn't want
that. That's not why you go on vacation, though.
Exactly.
To meet people, you go to get away from people.
No, that's exactly correct.
No, I would agree.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah, I want to find a room that's kind of a bubble, so...
But you know what I mean? As far as you go to something like that and you meet this couple or whatever, well, let's stay in touch. Here's my email. You never hear from them again. Never, ever, 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 ever. Nobody ever stays in touch after meeting somebody like that. So,
but it's different, you know, the older you get, that it's fun going on vacation with your kids. And that's like the focus of your vacation. But when you get older, you really don't want a lot of kids around. It's weird. And I feel kind of bad about that. But
other people's kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm. If they have a, what would that be called? Adults only portion of the ship.
Yeah.
If that's an upgrade, I'm going to buy it.
Gotta ask. You allowed to take Milton on that trip? Gotta ask.
No, I guess. No? No, that would be great. Anyway, I'll talk about that some other time. I haven't figured out how to get him on the plane yet. And everybody's like, you know, small dogs. And of course, he's not a small dog. But I think that friend of yours we had on here who taught, he's out of Sheboygan. He taught dogs how to sniff bombs out. Remember that?
Yeah.
If he could teach Milton how to sniff out like mold, which I'm allergic to or something like that, then he would become a really super medical that, and they couldn't deny him.
Huh.
I think I might do that. John.
I'm okay.
That consultant rattle you that much?
My dog sniffs out mold. I got to have him. Well, sir, we don't really have any mold. we don't know that.
He'll decide
You're paid to say that. I know you. I watched The Love Boat. You got this one. Jim, quit picking on the Finns for being big. They don't have Ozempic up in the UP.
Somebody's listening.
Very nice. Very nice. But yeah, but it's one of those. Okay, let me just say this about going on vacations like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Your whole vacation sometimes can really be positively or negatively impacted by other people who like are around you.
Right.
Like there'll be that one loud guy at the bar every time, and you'll be there a nice afternoon thing, and that guy shows up.
Yeah.
And that guy shows up, and can really affect it.
And the problem with a cruise ship is, you're there for the days.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can.
Yeah.
It's a commitment.
Let's take a bike trip up to the mountains.
Or let's leave. Let's go home early. You ain't leaving early.
Yeah, I agree.
But you asked me this morning about seasickness, and I kind of looked at that, and right, like a boat, it doesn't really rock if you're on the 50-yard line. Right? It's if you're on the, was it the bow or the stern, whatever that is. That's where you would see more movement, so.
I got to learn those things if I'm going to get a boat. What's the port? What's the stern?
And then,
what's the bow?
And then the left and right, too, is something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not left and right.
No.
What's port side and... port and...
Well, port...
What's the other
port
one?
Port is the right, right?
Starboard.
Starboard! That's it. Very good. Thank you, Todd.
Aye, aye.
Yeah, okay. I got a long ways to go.
You want to come through the locks with me someday? Yeah, I got a ways to go.
We'll give that away as a grand prize for some
tour
contest.
With Mino.
Yep.
Yes, you take him up to the locks.
Mino's first trip to Wrightstown.
We just have to make sure they have life insurance.
Well, yeah. No, which... That is a fun
Absolutely.
Trip. We're going to do that this summer.
On
we
my
were going
to
do that last summer. No.
Okay.
No, I got a friend. No, take his boat.
All right.
But we'll do that. I think that would be good for us as people who are into the community. If we haven't done that, you should take the locks up to go have a glass of wine up there.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I'd do that.
Okay.
I'll pound it all the way up as I'm driving.
Yeah, driving.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Yeah. Hey, you know, we're talking about the Super Bowl, and this year, of course, in New Orleans. And we've said this before.
Every Super Bowl,
they really should. I mean, it's like they do with the Pro Bowl. It's always in Hawaii. I think they could designate New Orleans as the because for one thing, then fans, you know, because there are a lot of people, and I realized this when I was in San Diego and New Orleans, like Packer fans. There are lots and lots of people that will stay like 100 miles away from a thing, but just come into town for the festivities. There's a bazillion other things that happen during the week that are a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, they really are.
And that city,
absolutely.
You know,
you can walk around the whole city.
It's food, parties.
Just everything. The hospitality. And the
Dallas was a horrific layout.
It's way in the middle of nowhere.
San Diego was a horrible layout. Yeah. You had to drive 30 miles to get any place.
Yeah.
New Orleans is perfect.
I wonder if that went to, of course, the NFL would never go to a poll for the public.
No. You know,
they make the decisions. But I wonder how that would be if people would say, let's do it.
Yeah.
I would vote yes.
I would, too, in a heartbeat. Anybody that's been there for the Super Bowl would say that, I'm sure.
But I think people, Vegas, pretty walkable.
Yeah, Vegas, I guess. Actually, Vegas wouldn't be a bad place to host it every year, either.
Maybe we could
But would they move it around to these other places? It's
no,
like, nah.
Like, yeah, Jacksonville.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They should pick, like, Vegas.
Jacksonville. Larry McCarron and I tried finding a six-pack after the Packer game in Jacksonville. We couldn't find it. We had to go into, like, I mean, you want to talk about a hood? We had to go into a hood where there were bars all over everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To buy that's a six pack through a window.
That's a pretty good sign that you're in the hood.
But we did find our favorite restaurant.
Were we at Jacksonville?
Yeah.
I don't think I've been by there, but I like Jacksonville, the city. I think
whenever Larry McCarron
city.
And I would go to Indianapolis or Dayton, Ohio, or all these places for basketball and different things, first kind of Minneapolis, Steak and Shake.
Oh, yeah.
We loved Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Steak and Shake.
Not sure if they're still around.
I don't think so. I don't know. We've never had them here, though, right?
No, and yeah, we looked at that at one time. That is a great, great place. It's great for people our age. It's great for kids. It's great for families. It's great for after drinking. It's great for lunch. It's just Steak and Shake is just, and it is good, good comfort food. Huh?
Yeah, I agree. It's awesome. Yeah. Love it.
Looks like they're still open.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Are they? Where's Steak and Shake?
Where's the closest one? Do we have one in Wisconsin?
Let's
Milwaukee
see.
Have one?
Closest one for us. Let me
might
move
be Minneapolis
on the map here.
I don't think there's any in Wisconsin.
No, just beyond the border going into Illinois would be the closest.
Okay.
So there's something.
There's something that Wisconsin doesn't have, and there's got to be a reason.
Well, there's something I would get into.
Yeah, me too.
I would. That could be if we got the franchise, we would have to get an exclusive, and we could really promote that. It's worth the drive, that would be fun.
We could have Larry McCarron do a testimonial.
Okay.
All right, I'm on the road, Mile. After drinking for about 4 hours, we go to Steak and Shake. I get the double burger. I get four of them. I get three fries and an apple pie and a Diet Coke. And do a chew. We go back to
those
the hotel.
Places, that is great.
And we'd sit in the bed. We'd watch ESPN and we'd eat our steak. And that's what we do. Yeah, I'd make Mino sleep in his chair.
That's right.
And then I'd have another chew. All right, guys, another quick break. Greg Thompson, American English, talk about the Beatles show coming up next.
It's going to be fun.
From you, I drift
away. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
So you want to know why this one?
Yeah.
So there's a couple of other producers that do morning shows for Civic Media, and we stay in touch, right? Greg Bach, who works out of Racine, let me know this morning he's going to Graceland.
All right.
Later this week. So I'm fired up. I'm going to play some Elvis.
Oh, that is great.
All right.
You got to go to Graceland.
Actually, I could have seen Elvis, too, and I didn't.
Dang it.
I know. Really?
In Milwaukee?
Duluth, when I was living in northern Minnesota. I think he didn't die too much longer after that.
Probably
that would have been,
not.
Yeah, like 1976, 77. Like end of 76. Yeah.
Have you been to Graceland?
No. I haven't been to a lot of tourist places around the country
The
world.
It is touristy.
I really haven't.
But
Todd
it's fun
has,
to
but
go.
He. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I'd like to go to the White House. I've never been inside the White House.
Yeah. Those are just cool things. But you only have to do that stuff once. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's
absolutely.
Not like you got to go back. No, I got to see the White House again. Well, it's.
Yeah.
Because that stuff doesn't change.
I mean, I've never seen the Grand Canyon. And that's after living in Arizona for almost 6 years.
I can't believe.
Is that something?
Yeah, that is like living in Green Bay for 6 years and not seeing Lambeau Field.
Because it's one of those things, it's not going anyplace. I'll get to it.
True.
So it was always that thing. So I never did.
If you ask my kids, my wife, what my favorite place is, without question, it's the Grand Canyon.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
There's nothing like it, John. Nothing.
Yeah, I believe
it. You go to San Francisco, New York, kind of a little bit maybe downtown Dallas. It's like, okay, tall buildings, there's a lot of people. I mean, it's a lot more dense, in San Francisco, New York. But you go to the Grand Canyon, it's like, oh, my God. This is unbelievable. We went to, they have the early sunrise, and you see the color. It's just, there's nothing like the Grand Canyon.
Did you hike it?
Yeah, we went the Angel Trail? Yeah, we went down there. And it was really... No railings, and Donna was all worried about it because her kids weren't, well, they were a little older, high school. But I would tell you that if somebody said, well, look, you've got X amount of dollars, where do you want to go? Disneyland, whatever. Like I said, New York, Austin. Grand Canyon,
Really?
Hands down. Not even, there wouldn't even be one question. That is, because it's so different, John. It's so different than everything else. Everything else is, not every, it's not USA like, you know, Walmart and on every corner type thing. But the Grand Canyon, and it's, you know, those are, that's you know, obviously National Park. And it's free tours. The guy, you sit down, the guy tells you a history about it. And we're in this little classroom. And yeah, just, we went over Thanksgiving. So
wow. Did you walk out on that thing?
That wasn't there. See, that's how long ago it was. I wasn't there. I didn't like that when they put that
Would
on.
Would you have done that?
Yeah. There's, I would have done the whole, you know, you could take the mules down. There's a lot of mules on that trail that you pass.
You know, there's rattlesnakes in the Grand Canyon. Three different types of rattlesnakes.
Okay.
Just so you know.
They didn't tell me that.
There are three different types of rattlesnakes in the Grand Canyon.
I don't like the Grand Canyon.
Just throwing that out there.
No, that's that's too bad that you live there, because that's not that far of a drive.
Well, no, I mean, I could say, well, from Tucson, it was pretty far.
Oh,
but, I mean,
Tucson's not a little bit more
But still
south.
A day drive.
Yeah.
It's not like it. I don't know why I didn't. Like I said, it's always like, I'll get around to it, I'll get around to it, I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
And then I just never got around to it.
Well, I would keep that on your, but last night.
But I grew up in the UP. I'd never been to Mackinac Island. I've never done a lot of touristy things. What?
But you've been there.
No.
You've never been to Mackinac?
Have not. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why not? That's a draw. What, 3 hours drive?
From here, from where I'm from, probably hour and a half, 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just never done a lot of those kind of things.
Why? Do you not like, because there's not, here's the deal. You probably didn't go to that because you don't like people. And I understand that. There's, you go off season, like Mackinac, when college starts, that's when you want to go.
Well, yeah,
there's nobody.
That.
There's nobody on the island.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of people on there, but it's not like shoulder to shoulder and you take those carriage rides. Oh, you want to do that. That's a good one. And that's close. I mean, that you can do that this weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just never gone. I mean, name a tourist thing in the United States. I've probably not been there. Been to Disneyland, Disney World, those kind of things.
Yeah,
with kids.
Good.
But other than that, not too much. No.
Boston?
No. Well, for a game. I don't consider that, you know.
Freedom Trail, you didn't walk that? Paul Revere and all
Didn't have time. It was me and Burke. You think me and Burke were going to walk the Freedom Trail?
Okay. That's your problem is who you travel with. You got to travel with someone that finds some enjoyment in some of that stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never, Yosemite, Yellowstone.
Did you go to, what do you think about, so Mount McKinley, Mount Delaney, and I told you I ran 10K up there.
So did I.
And did you, what do you think about Trump, you know, the Gulf of America?
Yeah, I don't get, what's the McKinley one? I don't get it. I didn't know it was ever changed.
Obama changed it.
But why? I don't know why. I missed that day.
Honor to the Indians.
It's like one of those things, I was sick that day. I missed school that day. I didn't even know it had been changed. I had no idea.
To Mount Delaney?
Yeah,
that's honoring, right? Am I right about that? That's honoring the heritage.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
I think that's what I said. Native American or yeah. And Trump's like, we're going back. We're going back to the way it was. And I don't know. He can
get a couple other here. Okay. I think people have gone crazy over changing names of things. I'll be on over the last 5 or 6 years. Niagara Falls or Plymouth Rock, have not seen either one of those.
Niagara Falls is totally worth the trip.
Okay.
And do you get
What's
on a boat?
It's not.
And you get on a boat and you go on, it's called Maiden of the Mist. I'm sure there's a lot of boats, but you go actually behind the falls.
That seems pretty cool.
It's very cool. They give you raincoats.
Yeah.
That is a good trip. What's not? No, they're all worth it.
Okay. Really? Todd, you ever been any place like I got to see this place?
No.
No?
Again, I try to go to get away from people.
I saw the Arch of St. Louis.
Did you go up in it?
No.
That's freaky.
Is it?
I didn't like that because it's very...
It was closed. I was there on a Sunday morning.
That is claustrophobic, man.
Really?
That you are in an egg. And that's scary. And I mean, the reason you do it is because there's people getting off. It's like, okay, but that is really... That's a weird ride, isn't it?
I don't like
it. I didn't care for that.
Really?
But it's cool. You got to do it.
You would not like it with your claustrophobia.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure I wouldn't.
Oh, man.
I'd be breathing hard. You
busted up that bathroom. That thing's a hell of a lot smaller.
Trying to climb down the arch.
Well, you can. You can get out and walk down.
Yeah,
but
that guy.
Once in a while, they do.
Hey, out of here. Like George Costanza at the birthday party. Out of the way, Grandma. Quick break. We're talking Beatles coming to Waverly Beach right after this.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.